Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this?
All right, we got a few super comments over the course of the show, so let's go ahead and play the most important sound on the show and then get to those.
Fuck Washington!
All right, so scrolling up to the top, and first one that I saw is Jay Cooper writing, if this is team run it back, it's cooked. Good luck keeping Luka down the road. But hey, that's Rob's favorite play. I've seen that almost every transaction chat cycle the last few years. It's cooked. I don't think they're cooked. I'm not willing to go that far and say that, you know, the Lakers have no chance whatsoever at having a productive offseason. I do think that they have kind of backed themselves into a corner, and I think they have too much heavy lifting to do all in the one offseason. And I think that might wind up being the reason that Mark Walter leans on when he eventually replaces Rob Pelinka, is like, hey, this is the summer that you told us all about, and you didn't quite get everything done that you wanted to get done. And I think a year or two from now, Pelinka retires and Walter brings in the people that he actually wants to bring in. But I do think, though, that like, and Jay was giving that comment at a time where you and I, Raj, were talking about like balancing, making the necessary tweaks that this roster needs while also valuing or at least taking into account that culture aspect of this, which I do think it means more than fans tend to think.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm not saying bring the whole team back. I mean, that's not realistic. When you get bounced in the second round, you have the games you do against Oklahoma City, San Antonio, etc. But I do think there's stuff to take from there, and the Lakers are in a position where, this is why you don't put all your eggs in one summer, but the Lakers are in a position where it's probably much more feasible that some of these guys are back than you go chase X player in free agency or restricted free agency. That's why I kind of looking at a lot of these guys, like, is Jackson Hayes back? Maybe. Is DeAndre Ayton back? Maybe. Like, DeAndre Ayton has a player option. Marcus Smart has a player option. We'll see, you know, what they kind of decide on that. But, yeah, it'll be an interesting summer. I think Rob understands the position he's in, where I think this summer is extremely vital. And if and whatever is not done this summer better be done next deadline. That's kind of the – that's, I think, the – time frame that he's working in, and not just him. I think Luka's working in that too, right? Luka's 28 now. I'm just watching his peers win titles, gain accolades, gain
his former jewelry. Teammate.
Yeah,
that's, Jalen Brunson could potentially win a championship here,
right,
and he's like,
right, yeah. So what are we doing? Watching this, yeah. He also missed. I mean, he missed the playoffs too, so I'm sure that's probably part of this as well. That's a huge part
I don't think he cares.
You think he cares that he didn't play in the playoffs?
No, I don't. I think he looks at like Jalen Brunson, the team that the Knicks built around Jalen Brunson. And he's like, shit, give me a McCall, give me a Josh Hart, give me an OG Anunoby. Let's go freaking win a championship, right? Like,
I don't think he necessarily
thinks about it from the standpoint of like, well, if only if I was healthy. I think he's like, no, give me those dogs and let's go fight.
Yeah.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
BG the Kid writes, many people are saying that Trump jinxed the Knickerbocker. It's not true. Fans were cheering loudly. Thank you for your attention to this matter. That was very clearly written in Trump's voice. I could do it like, many people are saying, no, should I not do that? I won't do that. They were not saying boo. They were saying boo wounds. All right. The next question here comes from Kristen Lee, who writes, which is better, LeBron, who loves AR, trying to get AR traded, or Luka not letting Rob trade AR in the future? Luka is very loyal to a fault, but also not a fan of the behind-the-back Rich Paul stuff. Which is better? So which do you prefer, Raj? Like, LeBron saying he loves AR while trying to get AR traded, or Luka not letting AR get traded?
What do you mean, which is better, though? Like, in terms of what I'd prefer to happen?
Yeah, what do you prefer? Yeah. Which approach from your superstar do you prefer?
Well, the latter, right? I wouldn't want someone wanting, you know, someone traded while publicly saying different things, I guess. I know Luka likes Austin a lot. So I'm like, I think that's actually very true. The Rich Paul stuff has been strange. Extremely strange.
My bad. Bashir's pointing this out. I threw you a grenade.
I didn't really understand I still kind of am confused at what the
The question, it's written I think she's basically saying, if you have like one superstar who is saying, I love this dude, I love this dude, but also DeJounte Murray's really good, or the other superstar is saying, like, no, I know Giannis is available, I would rather have Austin, in kind of clearer terms, allegedly. Which of those superstar approaches would you prefer?
I think the latter. I would prefer the latter. I think that doesn't mean tough conversations shouldn't happen, right? I think those should be behind closed doors. But I still think like the latter makes a lot more sense. I don't want these are allegedly speculation, but would not want my star playing with somebody that they secretly don't like, or, you know, like stuff like that. Just, I think, gets into weird territory. So I would say the latter. Again, I'm still a little bit confused on the question, I'll stick with the latter on that.
Me too. I would rather have a superstar that just tells me what they want does so with the understanding of, like, this is what I want, but also, like,
have real conversations behind that.
I don't know. I turned 40 this year. I have no interest in, like, I was really hoping you read between the lines of the time that, I just say what you're going to say. We can have this conversation like two adults, two grown ass men, and we can move forward depending on the results of that conversation. Jay Cooper, thank you for reminding me about the last aspect of the headline to today's show on YouTube. I don't know if you talked about this, but is the Giannis dream dead? Is the vibe he's just strictly going to Miami at this point? Are we out completely? I'm going to maybe get myself into some trouble here, but I don't think anybody truly understands what Giannis wants. And I'm not throwing shade at any other reporters who were reporting anything that Giannis may or may not be wanting. I'm saying I have never got the sense, watching how Giannis has handled any of this, that he knows what he wants. Like, it goes back to the last question that we just answered.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to bring that up. Yeah, that's kind of the exact same thing. It's like,
what do you want? You say you want to compete now. We give you Dame. You don't want to run pick and roll with Dame. You know? We keep on, like, I honestly, if I were the Bucks, I'd be, like, thrilled that Giannis would want to trade. That dude seems like a real headache to deal with.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Now, he's an injection of talent that I don't think the Lakers would be able to come across any other way, given the assets that they have to work with this year. But like the whole time that Giannis would be a Laker, I'd be sitting here like white knuckling for the day that would come where he's like, actually, this isn't what I wanted. You know, like that the whole, like, you know, Giannis wants to go to Miami. Giannis wants to go to New York. Giannis wants to go to Minnesota. Giannis doesn't want to go to the Western Conference because the East is so much easier to get to the finals in. And Giannis wants this and Giannis wants that. It's like at some point the Bucks at some point are just going to be like, you know what, man, you have never been able to, like, you've had 2 years to make up your mind. So we're going to make it up for you. This is what is best for us. And I think eventually, like, I just don't think Miami's trade package is ever going to be what Milwaukee says to themselves. Oh, hell yeah. Tyler Hero, baby. Like, no, I think at some point Milwaukee is going to make a decision that they want what is best for them. And I don't think that is Miami's offer.
Yeah, it's funny because Giannis actually, he's one of the few stars that, like, he's been asked about this, and he'll not only attack the reporting, he'll attack pretty much the industry of reporting. He'll be like, were any of them in my, you know, do I text with any of these people? These people don't know what I'm talking about. And that there's
your,
like,
brother
there's
has
some
a podcast.
there's I understand his frustrations on some of this, but I think as like a fan, the worst thing is when your star plays the two sides, right? And it reminds me a lot of Dwight, right? When Dwight left Orlando, it was kind of like, yeah, I want to be a Magic forever. And secretly he's trying to come to the Lakers, or he's trying to go to the Nets, right? And pair up with Deron Williams. But outside, he's like, no, actually, it's the Magic's fault. They don't want me. And Orlando's like, you came to us. You said you didn't want to be here. And so
no, remember like the Stan Van Gundy, like, yes, Diet Pepsi, yeah, scrum? Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the awkwardness within that. And I think, like, and Giannis, I think, will eventually get here, but I think LeBron's kind of moment in his career was when he fully accepted, like, yeah, I'm going to be the villain for this part of my story. This part of my story, I'm going to be not like a bad guy, but I'm going to be accepted as this is the guy that did this, and I'm going to own that decision, right? Like, yes, I went to Miami to play with Dwayne Wade.
I took ownership of my career.
Right. It wasn't like, oh, the Cavs were playing around and I would have loved to stay in Cleveland, but they didn't do this or X or Y. He's like, no. I wanted to leave. And I think Giannis is going through that. And eventually I think he's going to have to get to the point if he wants to leave, because I think Milwaukee is also going, hey, you're a once in 25-year player. We're going to keep you as long as you keep saying you want to be here. We'll keep doing this. We'll keep making terrible trades for Miles Turner. Like, we will keep doing these things and keeping you on board and using you as the leverage to keep doing these things, right? They cut Dame's contract and are going to eat $20 million on their books for the next 3 years in a row because Giannis had some quote around that time of, hey, yeah, I'm trying to stay in Milwaukee and make it work. So like these things are like, that's where I think it would be frustrating as a fan to kind of hear these like conflicting reports. But at the end of the day, he's still a Milwaukee Buck. Now there's a lot of rumors of he will be traded, but until it's done, there's also reports of, hey, actually he wants to be a Milwaukee Buck. And he had quotes this summer about, I'd love to stay in Milwaukee. When I go in restaurants in Milwaukee, like I want to continue to be, you know, cheered and, you know, yeah. Not exact, those weren't his exact words, but yeah. So coming back to Kristen's question,
he wants free kind food.
He doesn't need it. I mean, like, I think he would get that anyway. Like, he's brought a championship.
I understand. Like, honestly, just thinking from a human standpoint, like, I understand.
Of course.
Yeah. Not wanting to be the villain, right?
Sure.
Like, I was not good at breaking up with girlfriends. Like, it was not something that I enjoyed doing. It was not something that, like, honestly, I didn't have a lot of girlfriends going. Like, I hung out with girls and flirted and went right up to the precipice of having a girlfriend, but never really wanted to have a girlfriend because it was like, yeah, but eventually this is gonna end, and I don't really want to be involved in that, you know. It just like being a villain, saying the bad thing, like that's not something that is all that fun, you know, and that's on like a one-to-one scale, right? That's me with the one other person there. In this case, it's Giannis with an entire city. It's an entire state that he's like basically saying, a region even. And he's like, whenever he does come out and say, okay, I want to be traded, that makes him the villain for this city that raised him, you know? And that's really complicated. And I understand how difficult arriving there can be, but going about it the way that he has is actually worse, because by dilly-dallying around, by not ripping off that Band-Aid and letting the wound bleed a little bit more, according to your analogy.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
By going about it the way that he has, it leads to the cap situation that the Bucks find themselves in, with Dame's money being on those books. It leads to a long-term deal with Miles Turner that nobody in Milwaukee wants after you get out of there. Like, it leads to this spot where you're leaving and the Bucks are worse right now than they would have been if you would have just asked for a trade 3 years ago, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's funny because the Dame is a really good connection piece to this, because again, I don't know Giannis. I don't know anything about what's going on, but sometimes I wonder, why does he want to leave Milwaukee? Like, what is the, he's got a ring, so doesn't need to ring chase. He's going to be paid whatever he wants. He is a legend in that city for as long as he in. He doesn't go out, right? He's notoriously known for staying home with his family. He lives, I believe, with his brothers at home. And like, he's known for being the superstar that doesn't like want to do any of that stuff. And I think Dame realized this a little bit too. Like, everyone say, Dame, you got to leave Portland. Got to go win. And Dame, I understand, because he didn't have a ring. But in any case, you got to go ring chase. But you got to go to Miami. And it was the same team, right? It was Miami again with Dame. Like, hey, just Dame wants to go to Miami. And Miami obviously never pulled the trigger, because they just never do with these type of trades. But Dame left. He's like, this sucks. Like, and, you know, he was kind of, his hand was forced with what the Bucks did. But the moment he got a chance to, he went back to Portland. He's like, I made a mistake. I'd like to come back. And, you know, credit to Portland for paying him what they did. I'm still kind of surprised at the contract that he got that from the Blazers.
It helps get him to the floor, I guess. Like the salary floor. Like,
right. Yeah. Way to go. But I mean, they're an interesting team now next season, right? They have Dame back healthy with a Portland squad that that played pretty well. Obviously, they lost to the Spurs, but they had a really fun season. A lot of young guys took leaps, Danny Avia. But I think about that from that context too, of I'm sure Giannis is conflicted in some cases when you make this big of a decision. Your whole heart usually is in one place. But That's interesting to me. And I think that's why you hear these quotes come out from him. Any semblance of or notion that he's leaving, he quickly puts out a quote to like throw water on a fire that started. So we'll see what he does this summer. But yeah, I'm over the Giannis to LA thing. I know people aren't. I'm not going to complain if he's here. I know you've made cases for Giannis to be a Laker, and I won't complain if he is one. I would rather go a different route with that. But I would understand, still a top five player when healthy, a monster like rebounder, defender when he's right, still an insane offensive engine. The talent is unquestionable. I just think team building becomes difficult if you go that route.
All right, I think I'm gonna go ahead and call this thing here. As always, Raj and I went long. Raj, anything that you want to plug before we get you out of here?
I'll have something on this game three. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I'll rewatch this game either tonight or tomorrow and have something on that. But yeah, enjoying basketball like has been just really fun, and I think this has been an amazing finals. Jump into Laker stuff or do, you know, much more deep dives into Laker stuff whenever this series ends, whether that's Friday or whenever it is. But yeah, it's been a fun playoffs.
It has. The series has been really good. I cannot wait for Wednesday, right?
Yep, today Wednesday, game four.
I cannot wait for Wednesday. We have a fine week lined up for you guys. So Raj obviously did not record a mailbag yesterday. Was enjoying the weekend with the family and just decided to keep on doing that. So the way this week is going to go, we had Raj and I today. Harrison is going to be in the lounge tomorrow. We have a fun guest lined up for Wednesday who I don't want to jinx. And then we have, I'll do the mailbag Thursday. And then we have another guest lined up for Friday as we continue the season in review series that we're doing here. So fun stuff throughout here. Really fun series that we have here. Can get super interesting depending on how Wednesday's game goes. And until the next time you guys hear from us, I'm Anthony Irwin. That was Raj Rapalu. Have a great rest of your evenings. Make somebody else's, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.